Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Skin Report. Today, we're going to talk about what is medical grade, organic, and clean skincare.
I actually love this because, you know, as we've worked on the skincare line together, Skin by Dr. Seti, by the way, I think it's really interesting because you are a medical aesthetics doctor, internist. Your line is a medical grade line. Mm-hmm. So people have a lot of questions about medical grade. It does sound scary. Maybe it sounds like there's something really wrong with my skin.
Or you have a medical problem, that's the only time you can use medical grade.
Yeah. Or it's like a prescription for your skin. Mm-hmm. So that immediately scares people. Then we get a lot of questions, or we've seen a lot of questions on social media, in editorials, just over time, that is medical grade, well, is it clean skincare? Is it organic? Is organic skincare clean? How have you answered those questions? Because we've received them in a variety of ways, but like, is medical grade skincare clean skincare? But just because it's not organic, how do we kind of take away people's resistance to using it or fears around how it's formulated?
I think organic and clean has become a very, it's become a very strong way for marketers to sell skincare products. And you have to, and I'm not expecting all consumers to be super, you know, well-versed in ingredients, but I can tell you this. You do not have to have a medical condition to use medical grade skincare. What you have to remember is medical grade means clinically tested. So it has clinical evidence. And when I think of, when I explain a medical grade skincare, I that's what I think of. Scientifically backed with evidence showing results on your skin. Most medical grade brands do not test on animals. And in my brand specifically, we don't have any parabens, we don't have any dyes, and we don't have any fragrances. Those are actually the first things that people exclude when they're, doing clean beauty. So in that sense, we're very clean. And when it comes to organic, well, there's, you know, all our ingredients. We have a lot of botanicals in our lines. We have snow mushroom, marine algae, coconut oil. And there are, and these are, you know, ingredients from natural resources. So, and they're organic, of course, but they have been developed in a way that you can put these ingredients deeply penetrated into your skin where it can actually make an action. You know, you can take coconut oil and apply it on your skin. It's not going to do anything. It's just going to sit on your skin. What's the point, right?
Right.
But take that coconut oil, formulate it in a way that you can take its benefits of hydration, its benefits. Coconut oil is antifungal, it's antibacterial. You can take all its benefits and formulate it so that it enters your skin. So that's the key. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of confusion about clean and organic. And just because something's being sold at the farmer's market and it's in an oil, doesn't mean it's organic and it's good for you. Or maybe it is organic, but it doesn't mean it's doing anything if it's not getting into the right skin layer.
Exactly. And you have to be very, very conscious of. Also, there are different types of like the textures of skin on your body. What you put on your body, rather, you may not want to put on your space, on your face, because the skin texture is different. The exposure, it's
received. And the thickness, that your dermal thickness is different. And absolutely, you know, you may not react to something you put on your hands, but if you put that on your face, you'll have a very different reaction.
So the main key is medical grade is clean, but what it really is also doing is it's regulated. I love that you said that there's no fragrance because I know in the U.S., it's not a regulated ingredient. Fragrance, it can come from a botanical essential oil, but we don't know and it's never really clear how much of that is in your skincare or body products. So I think that's a great thing to be very clear about, that when something is created to penetrate deep into your skin, it has to be good for your skin.
Right. So you know, it's really hard to develop nice smelling skincare. I'll be honest. It just is. And it's expensive to develop that. And in my line, we've made a conscious effort of only using a high concentration of active ingredients and botanicals that I would say our products smell very neutral, yeah. You know, that from thousands of people who've used them, neutral or pleasant is the smell. You know, I wouldn't want to put something on my face that smells excessively of rose or vanilla or whatever, because that is definitely artificial. And that's when people get sensitivities. Whenever somebody has eczema, the first thing they need to stop doing is using detergent with scents, you know, lotions with scents. And exactly, whatever is going into the deep layer of skin has to be just be good for it. And scents are not good for it. So if they're coming from a botanical source only for the purposes of supporting the effects of that product, great. But if you're going to neutralize the smell of your skincare by putting in an essential oil just for its fragrance, you know, that's just the easy way out when you're doing development.
If anyone has questions about skincare formulations, or if they want you to expand on what is medical grade, is it clean, if they have sensitive skin, that is the number one question always. I think everyone should approach their skin as like, maybe I do have sensitive skin, if they're trying something new. But where is the best place they could ask you any questions about?
Absolutely. Go to my YouTube channel or my social media platforms. And I'm very active. I try to answer as much as I can. And again, you know, I do a lot of product reviews as well. Not, of course, just of my products, but other products as well, just so that we can be very transparent and informative. Thanks for joining us today. I have listed my favorite botanical ingredients in my skincare line to address acne, hyperpigmentation, and fine lines in our show notes. And also, remember to subscribe, like, or save so that you can be up to date on all the episodes coming up next.